It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Oh, I can't believe we have to have this conversation already. The summer's coming to an end. The aquatic center's closing in 2 weeks. It's all Jennifer Hart's fault, right?
Yeah, it's all my fault. I'll take the blame.
You'll take the blame.
I'm good at that.
Jen Hart, Recreation Supervisor from Marshalltown Parks and Rec, joining us today. And it's true, you're going to have to close down, but it's not because nobody wants to use the pool, unfortunately.
No.
It's just one of those ongoing staffing issues,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's an ongoing staffing issue. It's statewide. It's global. It's a, it's, you know, it's,
universe-wide.
It's a new global pandemic, maybe? Everybody's hiring. Everybody's looking for staff, and we are the same. We are looking for staff, and we don't have the certified lifeguards to keep the pool open much longer. We were blessed to be able to go to get through where we are to August 14th. Mm-hmm. Our original end date was going to be August 1st.
Oh, is that
so
right?
So we are, you know, I have some amazing staff that are going to be coming in and working through August 14th with some changes.
Mm-hmm.
So we, for general swim... Mm-hmm. And it only really affects general swim, which is the open swim time from 1 to 7. We will not be having open swim from 1 to 7 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
We will have open swim on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but the lazy river will be closed on those days. So the slides and the main pool will be open.
Okay.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays and then on the weekends. So... You know, that's what we can do. That's the staff that we have left that are amazing and have done an amazing job over the summer to keep Marshalltown safe and to keep the pool open as long as we could.
What about water walking?
Water walking and lap swimming, there is no change to it. We will still have Monday through Sunday for the AM water walking from 11:30 to 12:30,
mm-hmm.
and the PM water walking Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 8:30. So water walking and lap swimming and adult tot swim are not affected in any way, other than just we're closing. The last day will be August 14th.
August 14th. You know, you always have issues at this point of the
yep.
year because, you know, you hire young people who get their lifeguard mm-hmm. credentials, and now... All of a sudden, it's August, and they're going, I got to get ready for the fall. I've got to go to college, or I've got to go back to, you know, I've got to go practice my volleyball, or I got to go toot my horn with the band, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's always an issue, but it seems to be worse this summer.
So last summer, we had the issue. While we had plenty of staff, we were one of the very few aquatic centers that opened mm-hmm. during the pandemic.
Right.
And then, obviously, the derecho closed us for the season. And we would have been open for, you know, all the way to the end. And then with this year, it is... You know, everybody's hiring, and
yeah.
there's not, you know, not, there's nobody to fill those positions. So we are looking for lifeguards. We do have a sign up at the Aquatic Center right now. If you are interested in taking the lifeguarding class, Jeff and I are working on offering lifeguarding classes throughout the fall and winter
okay.
to have lifeguards ready and on payroll, ready to go for the summer. So if you're interested in being a lifeguard and taking the class, 15 and older, please sign up at the Aquatic Center. So go down to the Aquatic Center, call down to the Aquatic Center, and get your name on the list with your phone number, and we will contact you when we start doing those classes. So
how has participation been at the Aquatic Center this summer so far? I mean, has it been good? Because, you know, Mother Nature seems to have worked out pretty well this summer.
Right. Mother Nature was somewhat nice to us and somewhat bad to us. I mean, it's a two-sided coin, I guess you could call it, because while it's hot, you know, that's what brings out people to the Aquatic Center and keeps us busy. So, yeah, we've done fairly well, barring the closures of the Lazy River and things right now, with staffing. So we've had a number of people attending, and the use has increased. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really good year.
Well, again, August 14th is the last date, and I bet they can go to get updated information to the Facebook page for
yes,
Park and Rec.
The best place to get the updated information is our Facebook page, because that does stay up to date. So go to Marshalltown Parks and Recreation Department on our Facebook page, like our page, and you'll get notifications through that. So
it's too bad that all the attention's been on the Aquatic Center and not on the Coliseum, because it's been kind of quiet at the Coliseum, right?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. Been busy.
Heavens no. I was making the comment the other day that I used to only have one room and one gym that could be used. Now I have six rooms and two gyms. So they're very heavily used. The Coliseum is busy 7 days a week. We just had a tournament over the weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that were all day on those. Mm-hmm. So it is being utilized and used for meetings, and our Summer Blast Day Camp is in there, and our Camp Marshalltown's in there. It's used 7 days a week.
It was even a backup for one of the Live After Five concert series that where it was getting, I don't remember, it was rain or heat or both. But anyway, it worked out. It seemed to work out pretty well. So
yes.
So what is going on? What are you preparing to? I know you're probably already figured out what's going on for the fall and that. So what do people need to know right now?
There'll be registration coming out for our Hail Mary Flag Football League. There's registration coming out for our men's and women's volleyball league. We are working on some senior activities to happen in the Coliseum. And then we also still have our taekwondo lessons going on and our Zumba and pound classes that are happening in the evenings. And I do want to do a shout out to our taekwondo group. So I participated, or I was at the testing last Thursday, and we have two that were going for recommended black belt and two that were going for their first degree black belt. Mm-hmm. And so that would make that have gone through our program. We have four black belts and two more recommended black belts. So super exciting that they've started out from the white belts and have gone all the way up to black belts.
That's cool.
So we've got a really, really great group. So if you're interested in taekwondo, definitely get signed up with Master Mike Wickham. He's a wonderful, wonderful instructor.
Yeah, and he loves doing it.
Yes, he does.
Mike. He just really enjoys that.
And we are associated with the Ames group. So that's who comes over. Master Pak, I believe, is the Grand Master Pak over in Ames is where we are associated with. So it's a really elite group to be a part of. So
how far in advance are you scheduling special events and meeting rooms and that at the Coliseum right now? Are you pretty well booked up for a little while?
I'm not necessarily booked up. I still have some rooms available.
Okay.
But I am taking it one request at a time. So if you want to rent the Coliseum or any part of the Coliseum, you need to go onto the city website and fill out a Coliseum request form. And that gives me the information that I need and dates and information so that I can go and look at what is available on that date and what I can and cannot have at the same time. So I don't want to have Zumba while there's a church service going on or whatever the case may be, or a meeting, you know, for the Phi Kappa, Beta group, you know. So I'm, you know, figuring all of those things out. So go on and fill out a Coliseum request and then I will be back in touch with you. But I do have birthday parties that are renting it. I've been renting for birthday parties, meetings, graduation parties, wedding rehearsal dinners. I mean, you name it. People are having things in there. So,
which is just what you wanted.
It's exactly what we wanted.
Just what you wanted. And it's become an even better asset for the community.
Yes.
And once we got through the post-tornado and the the grand opening thing.
Exactly.
How are we doing out of Riverside at the campground? I see a few folks out there every now and then, but
we're still there.
Still looks like shade's a little bit at a premium out there.
Yeah. We lost a lot of trees.
Yes, and we did.
And the trees that we've planted down there already, it's going to take a while for them to grow to make some shade. So the campground's been doing okay. I mean, it's not, we're never full, but we do get, you know, a number of campers down there. So it's a good summer for them.
Do you have a deadline yet for when you might close down the campground? Or are you still waiting on Mother Nature? Sometime in October?
Yeah, okay. we try and do that before the first hard freeze. Mm-hmm. And that's normally sometime in October is when we close those down.
Let's hope it's not before October, as far as I'm concerned. But that's just me there. So
we just got to try and get the bathroom closed down before it freezes, so we don't freeze pipes.
West End Park coming along well. I mean, I know you got the phase one done, and it's being used. And you know, I know everybody will be waiting for next year for phase two. But in the meantime, it's being used.
It's being utilized and used, and as it should be. You know, it's a gorgeous park, and we want all, you know, everybody to go down and use that. And the 13th Street Group is a great group that are heavily promoting the West End Park. So we couldn't be any more pleased.
So things are going well. You got absolutely nothing to complain about. Basically, is what I'm hearing.
I don't like to complain about anything.
Boy, did I set her up for that. That wasn't very nice. Anything exciting that you've got in the works that you're still kind of playing with, but want to maybe, you know, put a little thing in the back of people's mind about? Any programs in particular or anything?
Not really. I don't want to put the cart before the horse,
okay.
I guess you could say.
Okay.
But if anybody has any ideas on programs, I'm all ears, especially for seniors. We are still trying to bring our downtown Tot Town back to the gymnasium at the Coliseum, which I'm not sure how that's going to look this year. The gym is huge, and putting little preschoolers or less than preschool in there, it echoes a lot. So, we're not sure how that's going to look, but we're planning on having that come back. So that's an asset to Marshalltown as a community. It's a free program, you know, offered at the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. So, if you have any ideas of senior programs or preschool programs or any type of program, I'm all ears. So contact me at 754-5715.
All right, got just enough time. Give me again the schedule for the Aquatic Center in case somebody missed it.
So we are closed for general swim from 1 to 7 on Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the next 2 weeks. We are open for general swim on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 7 and then on the weekends. It does not affect water walking, lap swimming, or adult tot swim.
All righty. Well, if you get the chance, get out and take advantage of it. Heck, I've even been water walking a few times.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is fun. It's enjoyable to do. And you keep the water at such great temperatures. That helps, too.
Right.
For some of us older people. Hey, as always, Jen, thanks for the update. We'll catch up with you again soon. Take care.
Perfect. Thank you.
Jen Hart, Recreation Supervisor for Marshalltown Parks and Rec, our guest on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 99.5 FM.